Welcome to the OU Daily Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's call on the 24th day of the month of Iyar and on the 39th day of the Omer. I would like to thank all of our wonderful and generous sponsors, and you can view them prominently listed in the OU Today daily email. If you'd like to sponsor future calls, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. The deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's email is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to introduce Rabbi Tinny Dunner, Mora D'Astra of Beverly Hills Synagogue, the Young Israel of North Beverly Hills in California, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Dunner reciting three chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Zayin, and Kuf Lamed, that's chapters 20, 27, and 130, and conclude with the Me'ar Shaberach L'Cholam and Acheinu. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Dunner.
Thank you so much, Naftali. I trust I'm no longer muted. Can you hear me?
We hear you. Go ahead. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. It's a great pleasure to be on this call, and thank you so much to all the many people who have joined us. It's extremely important for us to be saying Tehillim at this time, but generally speaking, Tehillim is such an important part of Jewish tradition. Say Tehillim in order to facilitate the recovery of the people who are suffering and who are going through difficult times at this particular moment and at any moment. And we wish everybody who has a need for Refuah Shleima or for any type of help or assistance at this time, that the Tehillim that we're going to say today will facilitate that. I want to share with you something very important. During the period between Pesach and Shavuos, we say Pirkei Avos, which are the six chapters known as Ethics of Our Fathers. They are Mishnayos, which contain the teachings, the ethical and moral teachings, the guiding principles of what it means to be a Jew, over and above performing mitzvahs. And we have actually only five chapters of Mishnayos. The sixth chapter, which we're going to say, which is traditionally said, Parashas Bamidbar, which is always the Shabbos before Shavuos, is not actually Mishnayos. It begins, Shanu Chachomim B'Lshon HaMishnah. This is what the rabbis learnt in the language of the Mishnah. It's not actually Mishnayos. It's the next stage. And as we know, we're going to receive the Torah on Shavuos. Receiving the Torah on Shavuos means that the Torah that we got on Mount Sinai is something that we are going to receive on Shavuos, but it's given to us, Lo Bashamayim Hi, we take it further, we take it to the next stage. That is the Mishnah that was written by Rabbi Yehuda HaNossi, but even that wasn't the final stage of Torah. Torah went even further, and there were Amoraic statements and even Tanaitic statements which were created around the Mishnayos, and to this day we continue to extrapolate information, important information about what it means to be a Jew from the Torah, from the Mishnah, from the Gemara, and everything that followed. Shanu Chachomim B'Lshon HaMishnah. I want to tell you the first thing that is in the sixth chapter of Pirkei Avos is a statement of Reb Meir. Do you know who Reb Meir was? Reb Meir is the foundational figure of the Mishnah. Stam Mishnah ke Reb Meir. That means that Rabbi Yehuda HaNossi, the author of the Mishnayos, took everything that he heard from his Rebbe, and if he ever repeated anything in a Mishnah which was from his Rebbe, he didn't need to say the name. It was automatically assumed that Reb Meir was the person who said it. Such was the incredible respect and reverence that he had for his teacher that he didn't even need to mention his name. It was assumed that that which he said anonymously was actually Reb Meir's statement. Reb Meir says, "Kol ha'osek b'Torah lishma, anybody who studies Torah for its own sake." That means for no external purpose, not to gain anything, not because they want to impress anyone, not because they want to assure themselves a place in the world to come, but because they recognize the importance of their human mission, that they received a neshama, they can connect with God through Torah. Ko ha'oisek b'Torah lishma, anybody who involves themselves, who immerses themselves in Torah for its own sake, zoche lidvarim harbei, will achieve many things, and that's not the only thing. The entire world was worth, or the universe was worth being created just for that person studying Torah Lishma. We are in unique circumstances where we have no external distractions. We are placed wherever we are, living in our homes, isolated, shelter at home orders. We have the opportunity now to study Torah and to gain a greater knowledge of Torah, lishma, not for any purpose. We're not going to get a degree out of it. We're not going to become a rabbi. We're not going to be able to meet people socially. We're not going to the synagogue, nothing. All we are doing is studying Torah, lishma. And God says, Rav Meir is telling us, that the entire world is worth having been created just for this type of Torah. I'm going to add one more thing. The person who studies Torah Lishma, Nikra Re'a Ohuv, that person is considered to be a friend and beloved. Because if you do something Lishma, if you do something in and of itself because of its own importance, not because you want to make an impression, or not because there's some other external or ulterior motive, then you are a true friend. I want to help others. I want to help the world. I want the world a better place. That is somebody who is a Re'a, and that is somebody who is automatically going to be Ohuv, and say the Perushim, not just Ohuv because he's beloved, but he's going to be beloved by God. God loves a person who does things altruistically. At the moment, we have great opportunities to do things with great altruism. With that, I'm going to now turn to the Tehillim. We're going to look at chapter 20 in Tehillim. I'm going to read it slowly. We'll begin with chapter 20. Lam natzeach mizmor le David, ya'anecho adonai b'yoyim sara, yesagevecho shem Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach ezrecho mikodesh umitzion yisodeko yizkor kol minchoisecho v'oilosecho yidash neselo yiten lecho kilvobecho v'choratzosecho yemalei v'ranano bishosecho v'vashem eloheinu nidgoyd yemalei adoinoi kol mishaloisecho. Ato yodati ki hoishi adoinoi meshichoi, yaneu mishmei kodshoi, bigurois yeshayiminoi. Eile borechev, eile basusim, vanachnu b'shem adoinoi eloheinu nazkir. Heimo koru v'nofolu, vanachnu kamnu v'nisoidod, adoinoi hoishi o hamelech yaneinu, v'yipen koreyenu. Chapter 27. Le David Adonai Oiri Vishi Mimira Adonai Mois Chayai Mimi Efchod Bikroi Volai Mereim Lechoil Espesori Sorai Voyabaili Emo Choshluveno Folu Im Tachane Olai Machane Lo Yiroli Bi Im tokuma lai milchama v'zoi saneya. Acha sho'al timeis adoinoi sa'ava keish. Shifti beveis adoinoi kol yemei chayai. Lachazois benem adoinoi. Ulevaker beheicholoi. Ki yitzpeneini v'sukoi b'yoyim ro'o. Yafkireni b'seiser oholoi b'tzur yeroim emeini. Vaishi aloi avaisa vivaisai. Ve'ezvecho v'holoi zivchei serua. Oshira v'azamra l'adoinoi. Shema adoinoi koili ekro v'choneini v'aneini. לכו אמר ליבי בקשו פנוי, אספונך אדוני אבקש. אל תסתר פונך ממני, אל תת באף עבדך, עזרוסי הישא, אל תצ'ני ואל תעזרני, אלוהי ישי. כי אבי ואמי עזבוני, ואדוני יעשפני. הראיני אדוני דרכך, ולכני בוירך משור, למען שוררוי. אל תתנני בנפש צורוי, כי קלמו בידי שקר בפי החומות. לולי האמנתי לראות בטוב אדוני בארץ חיים, קווה על אדוני חזק ואמץ ליבך, וקווה אל אדוני. שיר המעלויס, we're doing, sorry, chapter 130, שיר המעלויס. Nima makim krosi yichu Adonai. Adonai shima v'koili. Tihi eno oznecho kashuvois. Lekova v'hoil tachanunai. Ima v'oinoi sishmorio Adonai mi amoi. Ki imcho aselicho leman tivoi. Kivisi Adonai kibeso nafshi velidvaroi hoicholti. Nafshi l'Adonai mishaymim raboiker, shaymerim raboiker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, kim Adonai yachesed v'harbe yimoy fedus. V'hu yifte es Yisrael. Mikoy lavoy noyestov. We're now going to do the Mishaberach v'cholim. I'm going to pause in the middle for where you should insert the names of those who require refuah shleima, and we daven for the refuah shleima v'chol chole Yisrael. Mishaberach taboyseinu Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov, Moshe Aharon David u'Shloimoi. V'yuvareich v'yirapes ha'choylim. Insert the names. Ba'avur shekolo mispalalim ba'avurom Yitzchazer HaKadosh Baruch Hu imalei rachmim aleihem. לחלימם ולרפויסם ולחזיקם ולחיויסם וישלח להם מהירו לפשרים מן השמיים לכל עבוריהם ולכל גידיהם בסויך שור חולי ישראל רפואת הנפש ורפואת הגוף השתו בעגולו ובזמן קוריב ונאמר אמן.
Achenu called Beis Yisrael, Anisim Vatsara Vishavia, Omdin Bain Bayam, Avin Bayavasham, Makami Rachim Aleim, Atim Sarah Bacham, Yakal Ziram, Shibuligula, Hashabag, Ozman Kariv, and Mar, Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Danner. We appreciate you being on. Thank you so much. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all of those in need will be answered, Latova. May the Rabboni Sha'olam, the Master of the World, speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow, Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time for words of inspiration from Rabbi Adam Freiberg of Young Israel of Hollywood in Hollywood, Florida. This concludes today's call. Stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing everyone a wonderful, safe, and healthy day.